To explore that a little bit more, we are going to come to our story for the day. So this is the parable of the unjust judge, as told by Bob Hartman in the Parable Storyteller's Bible. Jesus wanted his disciples to know that they should never give up praying to God. So he told them a parable, which went something like this. Once there was a judge who wasn't good at giving people justice. He cheated, he lied, and he took bribes. His special saying was something like this: "I'm not afraid of God, and I don't care what people think of me either." Now, in the same town as this judge, there lived a widow. And when she set her mind to doing something, she never gave up. She was what some of her friends called persistent, and what some of her enemies called a pest. Much like the unjust judge, she had a special saying too: "I'm not giving up, I'll be back." Now, one day, the widow was cheated out of some money. She took her problem to the judge, but the judge would not even look at her case because she had no money to give him as a bribe. And what was the widow's response? "I'm not giving up, I'll be back." So when the judge went out to the marketplace, there was the widow waiting for him. She told him that he had not treated her right. She told him that he needed to hear her case, but he refused. "I'm not afraid of God," he said, "and I don't care what people think of me either." "I'm not giving up, I'll be back," said the woman, and so she was. When the judge went out for a meal, there was the widow again. She told him that he was wrong. She asked him to give her justice, but the judge refused. "I'm not afraid of God," he said, "and I don't care what people think of me either." "I'm not giving up," said the woman, "I'll be back." And so it went. When the judge went out of his front door, there was the widow. When the judge went out of his back door, there was the widow too. When the judge headed to the toilet, that's right, there was the widow as well. She didn't give him even a moment's peace. Finally, the judge had had enough. He was fed up with the widow and fed up with her pestering him everywhere he went. And so he said to himself, "I'm not afraid of God, and I don't care what other people think of me. But this widow is driving me crazy." So in the end, he gave her what she wanted. Now, if that's how it works with an unjust judge, Jesus told his disciples, how much more will God in heaven give justice to those who cry out to him day and night? So never stop praying. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So we are going to take some time just to explore this idea of prayer, to explore our story just a little bit more. Now, just by and by the way, I have brought some Haribo sweets, so I'm going to just leave some of those there. I wonder, what is it that stops us praying? We might have a lot of different, I'm going to generously say answers, less generously excuses why it is that we don't pray. I have read across the course of my training in ministry quite a lot of different books about theology, but I come back again and again to one particular book called Too Busy Not to Pray, which is by an American pastor called Bill Hybels. And in that book, all about why we should pray even if we're busy, he says something really striking. He says that the main reason that Christians do not pray, whether they acknowledge it or not, is because at some level, Christians do not believe that God will answer their prayers. We will have all sorts of other reasons why it can't happen, that I'm rushing, I'm busy, I'm just not that kind of person. But if we truly believed that God was capable of answering our prayers, was willing to answer our prayers, would it not make sense for all Christians to pray just a little bit more. Because after all, the God who invites us to pray is the God who made everything. The God who was powerful enough to draw the entirety of creation out of nothing with only his words. A God that powerful that he can do anything. A God who loves us, who tells us he loves us, who demonstrates his love for us in Jesus coming, being born amongst us, dying on the cross and rising again to new life, both as a gift to us, but also as a demonstration of his power. And that God invites us to pray. And more than that, that God answers our prayers. So what stops us praying? When we have a God who made all of creation, a God who loves us, a God who died for us, rose again, a God who invites us to pray, and a God who answers prayer. If all of that is true, then maybe we should pray just a little bit more. Maybe we should learn to trust God, because God invites us into that prayer. I'm hoping to make this a little bit interactive. Any questions at this stage? Are you happy? Brilliant. Fantastic. We'll move on. That's brilliant. I'm going to share another little illustration with you. It is an illustration which I'm sure many people in the room will be familiar with. I'm a poet just trying to really get to grips with my task. And this is a poem I've written all about the power of a simple request. I need it. I want it. Can we buy this toy? No, I'm sorry, my darling. Not this time. I've wanted it for ages. I asked you every day. No, my love, I'm sorry. We don't have cash to pay. I'll be good. I promise. I'll even clean my room. No, my little treasure. Your birthday's coming soon. This one is so shiny. It's brilliant. It's the best. No, I think it's probably just like all the rest. I never ask for anything. So please, please, just this time. No, I think you mentioned that when we looked for it online. Then can I say just one more thing to try and change your mind? Go on then, just say it if you would be so kind. Please, 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 no. Please, 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 no. Please, 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 no. Please, 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 not this time. Please, 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 no. Please, 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 I'm warning you. Please, please, I'm sorry, we just can't. Please, please, please. Please, please. Fine. Just this once. I'm hoping to take my one-man show to the fringe, but we'll see how it goes. Parents are familiar with the idea that children will ask for things. But there is something that changes in us when we get older. The children who do ask for things are the children who know, even if they're just a little bit like the persistent widow in the parable of the unjust judge, that eventually the parent will say yes. Because they know the parent loves them. But there is something that changes in us as we get a little bit older, where we don't think things will come so easily for us. So we lose that habit of asking for things. Any questions so far? Of course, yes. Yeah, no problem. That's great. I've got another pack of Haribo. That's fine. Any other questions? Brilliant. Then we'll carry on. One of the things that we have to also get our heads around is the idea that prayer comes to us as we practice it. We hold on to this idea that God loves us and that God invites us to pray. But prayer is also one of those things where as we do it a little bit and we discover that sometimes God actually does answer our prayers, that we find ourselves able to do it more easily. Now that process, like lots of things, is easier to learn when our lives are in smooth waters. And it's really great when God is faithful to us in those easy times when things are good and the sun feels like it's shining on us. But if we want prayer to be part of our Christian life, we have to work out how we take that habit from the good times so that when we reach the hard times, and I'm so sorry to tell you that all of us will find ourselves in those hard times, that when we're in those hard times, we still learn that we can turn back to God. What we learn in the sun, we can use in the rain. What we learn in the calm, we can use in the storm. We learn to pray so that when we really need God, we've learned to turn to Him. Because prayer is not just that childlike asking for stuff and getting stuff. Prayer is also an invitation and an expression of the relationship that we have with God, of the habits that we need to build into our lives. Prayer is an expression of where habit and relationship come together. Now, I am not standing in front of you saying I am an expert on any of this. One of the joys of the Christian life, one of the joys of working in church, is I know there are people in this room who are far more devout in their prayer life than I am. If you'd like to know my particular kind of frailty with all of this, is I'm really good at coming up with ways of praying. I'm really lousy at then doing that with any great regularity. My joy is in creation and finding new things. My struggle is in coming to that day after day after day. But let me tell you that in the seasons when I do it, everything I do just feels like it's a little bit easier. And the things that I'm doing are trying to build the kingdom. Prayer is simple. If we want to go and explore all sorts of other things across the next few weeks, which I hope we will together, we have to learn those very, very basic things. I have a theory which grew out of my previous career. I used to work as a consulting civil engineer. And when I learned maths, my theory was this. If I wanted to understand one thing, I needed to learn one thing which was slightly more complicated than the thing I actually needed to use. Because it was when I tried the more complicated thing that the easier thing became easy. It became the thing that I could do, the thing that I could use. Because what engineers are really trying to do is get a whole bunch of tools so when we look at the world around us, we can make sense of it. We can do the sums, find the maths, solve the problems, create the solutions. But for me, that journey of prayer was always about trying to learn the next thing. So I hope that part of the journey we go on together over the next few weeks is beginning with these really simple things and adding in little bits of complexity, not because we have to live in the complexity, but because the complexity helps us with those simpler things. But first of all, we have to begin with the simpler things. One more time. Any questions? Brilliant. I'm going to take the microphone with me just in case there's some theological things we have to nitpick. So any hands up with the... What was your question?
Can I have two packets?
Yeah, you can. Absolutely.
Could you give a packet of Haribo to someone who would really enjoy
them? Anyone really enjoy some Haribo? Mrs. Ken's worked very hard this week, so yes. School's come back, so...
Can you comment on the effectiveness of retrospective prayer?
I can. Recently, someone prayed that someone who really would like Haribo would get some. Brilliant. Anyone have any questions? Brilliant. Fine. That's great.
Well, my question is, I actually thank God for what I've got, because you may have people who have weird ideas, like they want to pray for a new car or something like that, but I thank him for what I've got first, and then try and go from there.
Are you up for doing a practical demonstration?
Well, I just look round. I was watching a very bad art program the other week, and I thought, it just came to me, and I just said a little prayer. The greatest artist around is God. You look at trees and beautiful things like that that have been crafted, and I don't hold this theory that it just all happened, because it just doesn't, you know, happen that way, you know.
No, absolutely.
You look at the sky, night, the moon, stuff like that.
Brilliant. Thank you, that's amazing. Anyone here with any questions? Have you got a question?
Can I have a bag of Harry Potter?
Of course you can. Absolutely. Anyone here? Anyone? We've got some, yeah.
It's Stephen's birthday tomorrow.
It's Stephen's birthday. Happy birthday, Stephen. What better way to remember God's goodness? Anyone here? Anyone? You're all very good. It's going to make the next part of my point harder. Anyone? Anyone? Oh, great question. Yes. Giant strawberries are vegetarian Haribo.
Okay, thank you.
Fantastic. Brilliant.
Especially for Bob today. It's his birthday.
Oh!
He gets two.
Happy birthday, Bob. He looks delighted to have that information shared with everyone. Friends, I am going to retrospectively answer Jenny's prayer some more, leave some of those there, because something awful has happened. I've run out of Haribo. One of the things... Oh, there's one more packet behind me. Young was set. Dave's claimed it. I'm so sorry. I think this is one of our challenges with prayer. We think at some level we are competing for God's blessing. That there are 22... portions available, and that when it's gone, it's gone. The good news is twofold. Firstly, this is just a demonstration of my generosity and my mercy and my grace, and God's goodness is far, far more abundant than anything I can offer you with cheap sugary treats on a Sunday morning. Second good news is I've got another packet. So, Young, you're absolutely fine. We need to learn that we should start to ask God in his generosity, in his goodness, because his goodness is abundant. If God answers one person's prayer, it does not mean he cannot answer someone else's prayer as well. The goodness of God stretches far beyond 44 packets of Haribo sweets. But this is the point where we have to start with the basics. We learn to ask for things and we start to receive them. It is a lesson we often have to relearn as adults. And it's definitely a lesson we have to learn as Christians. Learning to trust the abundant goodness of God. But at a certain level, prayer can be summed up as something this simple. Prayer is learning to ask God for things. And that what we learn is this. That God is good. All of the time. All of the time. God is good. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for your generosity, your kindness, your grace, your mercy. And above all things, Lord, we thank you that you hear us when we pray to you. We thank you that you invite us into this relationship, not to abandon us with it, but to demonstrate your faithfulness, to answer our prayers, to meet us in our needs. So we pray, Lord God, bless us. Encourage us to pray. Let us remember your goodness, and let us bring our needs before you, that we would pray, Lord God, hear our prayer and let your kingdom come. We ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.